All right, turn with me in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 45, Isaiah 45, and go to verse 19. The title of my sermon is God Declares Things That Are Right. I'm going to read just a verse in the context just to get some context established, but the Bible says in Isaiah 45, verse 18, "For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it, he created it not in vain, he formed it to be inhabited, I am the Lord and there is none else." Verse 19 says, "I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right." So what I want to preach about today is the fact that God's word is true and what we believe should come from the Bible and not our own opinions, because God is the one that speaks things that are right. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth," right? When we look at the Bible, we have the words of God, and we know that because God's not a liar, because God tells the truth, because God knows everything, when he says something, he's right. So it doesn't matter if you believe something that's different than what the Bible says, you have to conform your beliefs and your opinions to what the Bible says if it contradicts it. Now, turn with me to Isaiah 30, just a few chapters back, Isaiah 30, and go to verse 9. I mean, you probably run into this a lot, like just talking to unsaved people or people out soul winning or whatever, where you show them a clear verse in the Bible and you say, "This is what the Bible says," and they say, "Well, I just don't think that's true. I believe something different. I was taught something different in my church." And I'm just thinking, like, well, you say you're a Christian. You say you believe the Bible is the Word of God. I'm showing you what God said in His Word, and you say, "Well, I just believe something different." Well, who's right? I mean, we're not God, we're man. We haven't lived forever. I mean, we're just human beings that have been on this earth for, you know, a few decades or whatever. It's like, we don't know everything, but God does know everything. So if he said that salvation is by faith alone, and you say, "Well, I think you have to do works," well, you're wrong. So you got to change your beliefs and believe what the Bible says, because God is the one that declares things that are right. Now, in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 9, the Bible says that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, "See not," and to the prophets, "Prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us." So notice that these people that he's talking about, these lying people, these lying children in this chapter, he says that they're basically telling the prophets of God to stop preaching what they're preaching. They say, "You're wrong, we don't want to hear it, just preach lies to us because that's what we want to hear." You know, they're turning aside to fables instead of listening to what God says, because they just hate what God says. They hate the truth, so they don't want to hear the things that are right. And we as Christians, we should not be down on what the Bible says, and we should not be down on what the preacher of God's word says either. When the Bible, when a prophet of God, a man of God, a preacher gets up behind the pulpit and they say, "Thus saith the Lord," and they preach the Bible, we have to understand that they're not just preaching their own opinion, they're preaching the words of God, and God is right, right? So we shouldn't despise prophesying, right? The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5, despise not prophesying, right? We shouldn't hate what's preached to us, and we shouldn't be against what's preached to us. We shouldn't be like these people in this passage that say, "Prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits." They're basically saying, tell us lies, tell us things that'll make us feel good, tell us things that we want to hear, don't tell us the truth. But we got to listen to the Bible because it's the truth, and God declares things are right. Let's have prayer. Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to preach, and pray, God, that you please fill every other preacher with your spirit, and please help us, God, to listen to all your words. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.